Ahead of Tuesday's primary elections, Albany County District Attorney David Soares is reminding voters to behave at the polls and keep an eye on their ballots. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. Several high-profile primaries are taking place Tuesday in the Capital Region, including Democratic races for Mayor of Cohoes, Troy, and Schenectady. In Albany County, there are races for county legislature, judgeships, and county controller, to name a few. Speaking at the Albany Judicial Center on Thursday, Soares said investigators and assistant DAs will patrol polling areas across Albany County on the new June election day. He advises residents to reach out with any suspicions of voting fraud.
You're not oftentimes seeing people behaving in the best ways when you're talking about campaigns, especially here in Albany. Albany County, as you may know, is one of the counties where minor league baseball didn't survive, because our sport here is politics, and we use brick bats.
Even if you can't reach a patroller on election day, Soares says voters can contact the office's public integrity unit at any point in the process with suspicions of malfeasance. But what does malfeasance look like? Soares says he's seen flat-out fist fights at polling stations in the past, and that fraud can range from voting more than once to impersonation.
For example, if someone who doesn't vote all of a sudden discovers that a ballot was cast in their name, you may want to reach out to the DA's office and provide that information.
Soares says his office has heard a number of concerns regarding an abundance of absentee ballots. Such complaints also popped up during Albany City and Colony town elections in 2017 after a state Supreme Court decision nixed the limit on the number of ballots candidates can collect. Campaigners say collecting absentee ballots can help those who otherwise wouldn't go to the polls, but Soares says it's a fine line.
If you're a person who believes that you've uncovered a fruitful enterprise in delivering votes with absentee ballots, and you're going to do so with fraud, I hope there's a way for you to retrieve, you know, those applications and perhaps even those ballots from the Board of Elections, because once they're filed, it's done and you would be prosecuted.
He urges residents to be wary of anyone offering to submit a ballot or application on their behalf. Turning in a fraudulent absentee ballot is a Class E felony, and Soares says the person who signed the ballot can ultimately be held responsible, not necessarily the person turning it in. While investigations into the 2017 allegations didn't find evidence of fraud, Soares says the safest way to vote by absentee ballot is to mail in the paperwork yourself.
You would never allow someone with a credit card application to come to your door, take all of your information, and then process that on the promise that they're going to return to your home with a credit card. That is the thing that I think is closest to mirroring what this process is.
Early voting is set to begin in New York in November, but for now, voters must have a valid reason for applying for an absentee ballot in the first place. That can include not being in the county on election day, taking care of a sick or disabled loved one, or being sick or disabled yourself. Soares says any allegations of malfeasance will be taken seriously.
We feel specifically as it relates to campaigns, as it relates to elections, the decisions that are made are very important, and you don't get a do-over. You don't have the ability to play it back, and we do prosecute those cases aggressively.
There's a link to polling places and additional information about Tuesday's elections at WAMC.org. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.